Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Krisos, and today we are up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Bey. So it says in Mishnah, Elu Chayav Malzdonam Kares. The following things, if you do them, Bemezid, you're Chayav Kares, Val Shigosm Chatas, but if you do them, Bishogeg, then you're going to be Chayav a Karban Chatas. So the Mishnah tells us the halach of someone who's meaning the Lo Hoda Shelahen Ashim Talui. And if you don't know whether you did the Avera or not, meaning you may have done it, and if you did it, it was b'shogeg, but you're not even sure that you actually did the Avera, then you're chayiv in Hashem Talui. Chutz min tamim, and the function of an Hashem Talui is that it gives you kapara in the meantime, meaning until you find out whether you did the Avera or not, at which point you can bring karban chatos if you actually did it, but at least this holds you over. Chutz min tamim mikdash kadosh, except for someone who is mitame the Beis HaMikdash, or is mitame kachim, meaning if someone doesn't know whether he went into the Beis HaMikdash while he was tame, or he ate kachim while he was Tamei, then he does not bring an Hashem Talui. Meaning all of the 36 krisos that we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, all of those things, you're chayiv chatos if you do b'shogeg, you're chayiv nashem tali if you're not sure whether you did it, except for tumas mikdash kedashav mnei shehu ba'olav yored, because tumas mikdash kedashav is chayiv karban olav yored, which is a form of karban chatos that it's just not a set animal, it's not a set karban because it goes up or down in value depending on how much money you have. Divi Rabbi Meir, that is Rabbi Meir's shita, that you're chayiv to bring nashem tali only when if you knew for sure did the Avera, you'd be chayiv chatos kavua. But if even when you knew for sure you did the Avera, it would be an olav yored, then there is no Hashem Talui v'chachamim omrim. And the Chacham say, af ha-megadef. A megadef also doesn't bring a karban chatos or an Hashem Talui, shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Torah achas yelechem lo'oseh b'shkaga. That it's Torah achas for the person who does b'shogeg, yotza megadif she'eno osa meisa, as opposed to a megadif who may be b'shogeg, but he wasn't asa, because he's megadif is someone who blasphemes the name of Hashem, so he only speaks, he doesn't do anything, and therefore he's excluded. Says Mishnah Gimel, Yesh Mavios Karban V'Nechal. Some women who have a miscarriage bring a karban yolades, and the karban gets eaten by kohanim. Yesh Mavios Ve'Enu Nechal. And some women who have a miscarriage bring a karban, but it cannot be eaten by kohanim. Yesh Mavios. And some who have a miscarriage don't bring karban yolades at all. El Mavios Karban V'Nechal. The following bring a regular karban, gets eaten by kohanim in the regular way. Hamapelis Kamin Behema Chayva Ov. If she has a miscarriage and what comes out looks like a behema or an oaf, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that that's a regular karban with, since it has certain features of a regular creature, so she's bringing a regular karban. The Chum say, no, it has to resemble a human. Hamapela sandal, if the woman is mapil something that is a sandal, which it's like a crushed baby that is sort of just, you know, a pile of flesh that doesn't have chaticha sevarim, you're not able to identify the various limbs when a woman is mapela sandal, oshilia, or the amniotic sac that has no baby in there, v'shafir merukam, or flesh that starts to be forming some level of human features, v'yotzi mechutach, or if the fetus came out cut up in little pieces, so she brings a carbon yoledes and a ketzin b'kohanim, chen shivcha shehipila mevia carbon. And also a Shivcha Kananis who has a miscarriage also brings a Karban Yoledes, and that also gets eaten by Kohanim. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, we had said that all of the 36 things for which you're Chayiv Kares, that's if you do it B'mezid, but if you do it B'shogeg, you're Chayiv Chatos, and if you are not even sure if you did it, it's an Hashem Talui, but Rabbi Meir says the only exceptions are Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav, because it's not a Chatos Kavua, it's an Olav Yared, and therefore there is no Hashem Talui. And then the Chacham said, Megadef also doesn't bring a Chatos nor in Hashem Talui, because it's not Osa Maisa. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said, sometimes a woman has a miscarriage and she brings a carbon that gets eaten by Kohanim, sometimes she brings a carbon that doesn't get eaten, and sometimes she does not bring carbon at all. So we only got through the list of bringing carbon that gets eaten by Kohanim, so in a machlokes, if she's mapela something that looks like an animal, or if it has to have tzuras adam, but if she's mapela a sandal, a shilya, a shvir merukam, or a baby that comes out, mechuta chrachman al-san, or a shivcha that is mapil, she brings a regular regular korban that is nechal. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.